Welcome to Kinsman Redeemer Ministries, a Christian identity church that believes in the good news that the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Scandinavian, Germanic, and kindred people are the true Israel of Scriptures. Well, good morning. I'm Pastor Mark Downey, and today's message is entitled, Wonders to Behold. There's a lot of adversity in our midst these days, and the Bible certainly speaks of how that was dealt with on a divine level. We usually liken biblical wonders to miracles, and I believe that still happens today. A wonder can be a sign or an omen, and so we have to know how to read the signs of the times. I'm going to give you a kind of a potpourri of different wonders, you might call them, that caught my attention within just the last couple of days. One of them is a personal experience, which I mentioned earlier, about our little kitty that a couple of weeks ago got lost. He's only a year old, and he usually comes in about 10:30 or 11 in the evening, and he's only been gone overnight about two or three times. Well, I figured he'll show up at the door the next morning like he usually does. However, he didn't show. Throughout the next day, I was walking around the neighborhood trying to find him, and still no kitty. Well, we were flying out of SeaTac the next day, and we were kind of getting concerned. Because what was going to happen if we leave and he still hadn't shown up? Well, about 1 a.m. that morning, I was ready to go to bed, had brushed my teeth. Something was just tugging at me to go outside and walk around the house and call his name one more time. And I hear a faint meow, and I didn't know if he was like up on the telephone pole or somewhere in an open field kitty corner to where we live. So I came back in and got a flashlight and then went back out there with my wife. And I didn't have to look very far. Immediately saw him about 5 feet from off the road. He wasn't moving, so I picked him up and immediately knew that he had been hurt. In some way. I didn't know at that time if a coyote or a dog or some other animal had gotten to him or whether he was hit by a car. We brought him in and he was limping on one hind leg and we started washing his wounds. There was no profuse bleeding or anything, but he had definitely been wounded in some way. And so we started pouring hydrogen peroxide over the wounds. And the next morning, 7:30, we were to leave for the airport, and that was the same time that the veterinarian just down the street opened. So we take him down there, and we're feeling a little better that he was found and was in good hands, and luckily our parents were going to step up to the bat and take care of him while we were gone. Well, the wonder to behold about all of this was, why did I go out at 1 a.m. in the morning, after over 24 hours and having looked numerous times before? And then why did the cat meow at the certain point of where I was that I could hear him? Because we have all kinds of extraneous noises in the neighborhood of other cars and whatnot, but at that particular time, it was quiet. I think I didn't go to bed. I went outside because this is how the Holy Spirit moves us in our lives. There's that still, small voice that if you find that quiet time, you can hear. It's not an audible voice of God, but it's a calling that you know you have to do something. And so the wonder of it all is that we were kind of surprised, we were astonished, amazed that we found our beloved little pet as we did. It's amazing grace, so to speak. How sweet the sound of that still small voice that saved a cat named Rebel, who once was lost but now is found. And we know that grace is unmerited favor. There's no rhyme or reason as to how we acquire grace. It's just something that God gives us, and it's a wonder to behold. Now, shifting gears for a moment, moving into other wonders to behold. On July 27th, Bob Hope died. Now, I hope this doesn't indicate that our situation is hopeless. No, he's just one less joker, thankful for the MK Ultra memories. But you know, Bob Hope is going to have to stand before the judgment seat of God and tell him those memories that he was thankful for. On September 3rd, Paul Hill died. I hope this indicates that there is still hope. I hope we remember Paul Hill as a Christian martyr. His final words before he was executed. He said, if you believe abortion is a lethal force, you should oppose the force and do what you have to do to stop it. He said calmly, lying beneath a white sheet and strapped to a gurney. He said, may God help you to protect the unborn as you would want to be protected. Hill's ominous final statement was prefaced by a thunderclap, which echoed just as the curtain in the glass-plated death chamber parted, allowing 15 official witnesses and 14 reporters to view his last moments on earth. A wonder to behold. So went one of the many reports of the execution of Paul Hill at the hands of the government as punishment for his interference with other state-sanctioned killings, abortion. Other reports noted that drenching rain began at the approximate time of death for the remainder of the day, soaking all who came with their various agendas. This seemed rather melodramatic. Thunder and lightning accompanying the final words of one that some called a hero and a saint. Darkness and rain dooms the rest of the day for all concerned. If someone wrote this into a modern movie script, it would be kind of over the top and rejected. Yet, maybe God, even in these modern times, is not beyond melodrama. It seems reminiscent of a couple of things in Scripture, such as Luke 23:44. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour, and the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst, or torn. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thine hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the spirit. Now when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, certainly this was a righteous man. And all the people that came together to that sight, beholding the things which were done, smote their breast and returned. You see, back then, God was not above a bit of theatrics to make his point. Paul Hill is the most recent example of God using a bit of flash to drive something home. I noticed that it was a Roman centurion, a hardened man at best who had just participating in nailing the Savior to the cross, who was the first to recognize the hand of God. It is so true that God hides things from the wise and often reveals them to the foolish. It was only after the centurion spoke up that others in the crowd, those chosen people of God, finally began to see through the glass darkly. It thundered, but no one got it. They were all too busy with their own agendas, their own opinions, their own doctrines, and their own selves. Rightly did the prophets say that this people's heart grow fat and they hear, but they do not perceive. Oh, they heard all right, but they did not have the ears to hear. Wonders to behold. Speaking of adversity, we are witnessing more and more turmoil in the world as anger and frustration reaches a boiling point. More wars. The Bible says there will be wars and rumors of wars. You know, I don't think that's just between nations. It's probably just between ordinary people as well. That aggravate sworn enemies. And primarily between Jews and non-Jews, between Christians and the Antichrist. I pray that we are coming to the end of this present Babylonian system, the New World Order, global communism, whatever you want to call it, and will be replaced with the kingdom of God sooner than later. From man's perspective of all of the Israeli control over American foreign policy, the news, or the Jewish-controlled media, looks quite bad. However, try viewing it from God's perspective. What if God had his own network and evening news? I think it'd be a lot different than Dan Rather's. Seeing his hand in it all, preparing the way for the fulfillment of his prophetic word. And after looking at it like that, things don't look so bad after all. Because, you see, we begin to see wonders to behold. God's hand in our very lives. This doesn't mean that there won't be those who try to scare you for fear of the Jews. Rather than teaching you to be God-fearing, Andy Anderson's Yahoo group called Biblical Israel, which is somewhat of a misnomer, had this prophetic post from a character called Teacher of YHVH, which is the small g god of Yahoo in Yiddish. And the subject was expect a major catastrophic event on or before Labor Day. Now, this was posted on Wednesday, August 13th. And this is what the post said. Expect a major catastrophic event, either natural or staged, or a combination of both, on or before Labor Day. The sinister Luciferians who are running everything. Let me stop here and say parenthetically that, did you notice he leaves God out of the picture here? The Luciferians are running everything. And he goes on to say, and have advance information. Well, I scratch my head a little bit here and I have to ask myself, how does he know? How does he have this information? Is he one of these Luciferians? And he says of these evil people that they will be in their bunker cities waiting it out. When they emerge from the black holes which they have been preparing and stalking for years in eager anticipation of the catastrophe that will catch unawares and ignorant and faithless people. Look out, he has in all capital letters. Then begins the rapid institution of martial law. in capital letters also. And national ID cards. And implanted chips in the right hand or forehead. This is the beginning of the Mark of the Beast government system and the implementation of the Illuminati's plan for the destruction of freedom. Speaking parenthetically again, I have a keen interest in keeping up on news and this sort of stuff. And I think within the last decade or so, there's been about half a dozen similar type of doom and gloom prophecies that it's the sky is falling and it's going to hit the fan on a given date. And each and every time, these dates come and go. Well, he goes on to say, avoid the freeways and main roads. Those who try to escape to their pre-planned hiding places or to go across borders will be facing roadblocks and deadly force with possible apprehension and being placed on helicopters and boxcars for transport to the killing abattoirs and cremation ovens. Expect epidemics and terrorism, blown bridges, breaking dams, etc. I like this. He just throws etc. in like there's bound to be much, much more. How to prepare, he asks. This will be difficult. And then he goes on to say, pray to God for guidance. It sounds a little like he's just giving lip service here, because he goes on to say, go inland for at least 300 miles from any coastline before August 27th. After he just said that all these roads are going to be blockaded. And if this is being spread around, how many people do you think are going to be fleeing the cities? Or seek refuge in high mountainous areas. Get out of the big cities. There will be earthquakes and tidal waves. If you live within 40 miles of a volcano, leave and head for a less volcanic area. Have food and water for at least a week. All this is going on, and like after a week it's going to be okay? You would think you would need at least a food supply for a year after all of this catastrophe. You may well need weapons for self-defense. Sooner or later, Russia and China will start nuclear attacks upon the cities. Yeah, I guess I need my own ICBM in that case then. Taking advantage of chaos. He says, expect UN troops to miraculously appear in the midst of everything. And then in capital letters, they are already here. And he concludes by saying, house-to-house searches for guns will begin early. May God be with you all. And I'm thinking, yeah, all ye of little faith. And it's signed by a Dr. Byron Weeks, U.S. Air Force, retired. Wonders to behold. Well, Labor Day is come and gone. It didn't happen. And so every day now, I have been asking the question, was this a false prophecy? And so far, wonders to behold, I wonder why nobody has responded. This kind of reminds me of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8. It says, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. I think this is people that mock God, people that speak in God's behalf, false prophets. The Bible says there will be many false prophets coming in his name giving great signs and wonders. Verse 9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. We have all kinds of wonders to behold these days. We have all kinds of adversity. But what is God telling us when we witness a missing cat? When we witness two different types of personalities in the news? One of hope and one of hopelessness. We have, if we're looking at it in the right perspective, God's hand touching the situation. The wonders may be godly or ungodly. Something a non-Christian racialist wrote caught my attention the other day. He said, what men call supernatural is actually the natural, not yet understood or revealed. However, to the Christian mind, we know otherwise, as we can find scripture that is in contradistinction to that thinking. And we find it in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14, where it says, the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. Yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. We have the testimony of Jesus Christ in this book. And that is the real spirit of prophecy, or predicting the future. That is the supernatural reality, the wondrous revelations for the Bible-believing Christian to behold the signs and miracles that make life itself awe-inspiring joy. Hail Jesus the Christ, praying our Arian benediction. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of the white race, and I will bless them. Amen.